Well, I'm back, and we're joined by Suzanne Wright. And Suzanne Wright's going to do a little piece on rediscovering America. And I think it's going to be interesting. For that matter, I think rediscovering anywhere would be interesting with Suzanne. But I must say, Suzanne, in addition to your wonderful writing skills, you're rapidly becoming a great teller of tales.
Uh-huh.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today I thought we could talk about visiting Southern California by foot, getting out of the car.
Sounds good to me. I went with Bob Fisher. They took me up into the Finger Lakes, and boy, I did a lot of footwork up through there. I needed a rest after that one. But
sure.
You're right. Walking through these places is great, and I guess you want to start with Santa Monica.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, Los Angeles has probably the most car-crazed culture in the country, maybe in the world, I don't know. And so I would be lying if I said it wouldn't be a challenge to tackle the larger Los Angeles area without a car, but one of the, or many of the beachfront communities are easily accessible by foot, and I think you have a very different experience as a visitor to an area when you are at street level.
And, of course, you being contrary by nature, your words.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm one of those people who did not get a license until I was 19, and I've lived in several cities around the country where I didn't own a car, and I guess I am a curmudgeon, so I prefer to hoof it if I can.
Me too, especially, I mean, whether, as you've even said, whether it's London or we just had Peter Flattery on, Flattery, and he said that we did a walk through Siena in Italy, and it's the same thing. You really, when you're out there, you put on a pair of sturdy shoes, as you say, get a smile on your face, and take in the sights.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the beach towns of Southern California, like Santa Monica, which is a great example, have so many fine hotels that are lined and perched right on the ocean. So you can set yourself up there. I set myself up at two sister properties, Shutters and Casa del Mar, and you can throw on your shorts and your sneakers and then head up to the promenade or head over to the pier, which, you know, is, you know, it's Coney Island on the West Coast.
Yeah, well, all I want to do is have some fun when the sun comes up on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Exactly. And, you know, the street performers, I mean, the energy that you feel in the streets that you would not feel if you were encased in steel and glass.
Exactly.
You know, it's palatable, and it's a really enjoyable way, particularly if you're traveling solo, as you know I often do, Roy. It's a particularly fantastic way to, you know, make friends, and even if the friendships last for 30 seconds or, you know, 2 minutes.
And you never see them again in your life, but it was a great moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the blocks in Santa Monica are certainly laid out as they are in the best cities for walking.
Right.
There are, you know, wide boulevards, wide sidewalks. There are pedestrian-only sections of the city. The whole Third Street Promenade is nothing but for pedestrians, so there aren't any cars. So even if you bring children, it's not an issue. It's very safe and clean and accessible and enjoyable. And, I mean, you can spend hours wandering around.
And, of course, you have the famous pier.
Have the famous pier with what's got to be the best roller coaster ride in the country. Right over the water, a
yep.
tremendous Ferris wheel. And it's a bargain. It's an absolute bargain, and it's a true melting pot because it's where you see folks from, you know, every walk of life, every hue, shape, and size, and age are milling about, eating cotton candy, and it sounds kind of corny to say, but it's a little wholesome.
And you have a lovely beach right there.
And you
as
have
well.
A beautiful beach.
I mean, I even went clamming there one time.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
told me, well, yeah, I was from the East Coast. I didn't get you show me water, and I'll find you clams. And I found this small little clam, and the fellow that was standing next to me turned around to me and said, "Listen, there, son. If you don't throw that back, you're going to get arrested for statutory clamming." So it wasn't a very big clam, but I did get one.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's interesting because a lot of folks have the idea that, you know, it would be a great thing to, you know, rent a bike or rent a scooter, but I'll tell you what, I think it just gets in the way.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you have to worry about it where you park it. Do you get somebody to take it? Nobody's going to steal your shoes unless you, you know, leave them too far away, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I tell you what, if you take a lot of walking vacations, even if you don't consider yourself, you know, a quote-unquote hiker or, you know, a super enthusiast, athletic enthusiast, it's a good excuse to invest in good quality shoes and,
right.
and allows you to, you know, buy great footwear wherever you are. In fact, while I was in Santa Monica, I managed to pick up a really ingenious invention, a pair of Brazilian surf sandals, which...
Oh, nice.
Are differentiated from flip-flops only in that they have a strap around the back of the heel.
Huh.
But that makes them all the more comfortable for long periods of walking.
Well, very interesting.
So, yeah.
Oh. Now, you probably didn't stop for a margarita or anything, did you?
Well, you know, it's very important to stay hydrated, Roy.
Of course.
When you are walking.
Of course.
And in addition to carrying your water bottle, you know, you must partake in all that...
The local libations, yeah.
All that sunny Southern California has to offer in the way of fresh fruit drinks, sometimes spiked with alcohol.
Exactly. I mean, in fact, I introduced Bob Fisher to his first margarita some time ago on a 14-hour train ride. Now,
well,
so you did Santa Monica, and you stayed at the Shutters, and then you went and you went. You did the historic Main Street part of that area, which
That's
is always fun.
A lot of
hard bodies.
A lot of hard bodies. It's kind of amazing. It's kind of amazing. Coming from the East Coast, I find it amusing that there are so many donut shops.
Yeah.
In Southern California, and yet every single body that you see is incredibly fit and toned and great looking, no matter whether they're 70 or 17, male or female.
Well, they also have a lot of cosmetic surgeons out there as well.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. By and large, California has always maintained this healthy attitude and you know, all of these health food restaurants and. But, yeah, I don't know about the donuts.
And they must be walking a lot. I think that's the key.
That's it.
That's
the answer.
They're walking while they're eating their donuts. So
after you left Santa Monica, mm-hmm. you went to one of my favorite places, which is San Diego.
Oh.
I think if one could choose wherever they wanted to live in the world, San Diego would have to be one of them. One, as you mentioned in your article, not only the beauty, but the weather is incredible.
Oh, it's got to be the best in the country.
Yeah, I would say.
You know, it's interesting. San Diego is, of course, the birthplace of California, and
I had never thought of it that way. Funny enough, until I read your article.
Yeah, you know, and it's got a real pioneering spirit. There's a real can-do. You know, we've put our stake in the ground, and we continue to improve our lot. Kind of feeling there, and I had no idea just how populous San Diego was because. It is a truly sprawling city. I think it's the seventh largest city in the country.
Well, you know, they have the whole county. They call the part that I lived in was Cardiff by the Sea, and they call that all North County. And from the Marine Base,
mm-hmm.
All the way down to the old city, is San Diego, and
mm-hmm.
of course it's quite spread out. But the parts that you mention in your article, such as the Gaslamp. A district and all of that is just absolutely beautiful.
They have done a tremendous job in San Diego.
In the restoration,
revitalizing what used to be a very drug infested, unsafe, unappealing, undesirable neighborhood, a no man's land, if you will, into an absolutely inviting, tourism district. It is the anchor of the downtown area. You cannot ask for a more vibrant spot to set your things while you're exploring by foot.
Right. Well, it went from an old Navy town into, you know, what's become a very cosmopolitan and very lovely area, such as, of course, then you wandered off into, there's Old Town, of
mm-hmm.
course, And then you went along to the Maritime Museum. But I think the diamond of the whole area, as you bring out in your article, is Balboa Park.
Oh, magnificent collection, probably unrivaled in the U.S. and possibly globally, collection of museums in a beautiful urban forest. And totally accessible, if not by foot. You can get there in public transit or in one of the private trolleys, which are very affordable, and mm-hmm. I talk a little bit about those in my article. You can explore on your own. You can go anywhere from the San Diego Zoo, which is the best in the world, to, you know, the Mingke Museum, which has Indonesian and Asian art collection, to natural history, to science. There's children's museums, and it's mind-blowingly beautiful to walk from, you know, one collection of artifacts to the next. I mean, you could spend literally days in this setting.
Right, and I think what most people or many don't know, and you pointed out in your article, that it was originally the site of the 1915-1916 Panama-California expedition, and it covers about 1,200 acres.
So there's some incredible architecture, Roy.
Exactly.
That exists. Some Spanish-style, mission-style architecture that
right.
was erected for the exhibition itself and used now in performing spaces where they house local theaters and local symphonies and things like that. It is a beautifully well-kept, I sometimes think secret, because you're right, a lot of people assume San Diego, they spend a lot of time at the beaches, and they don't get to this amazing collection of museums. But it'll blow your mind. It's not what a quote-unquote museum is. Maybe you could liken it to the Smithsonian, but on a much larger scale.
And you skipped the San Diego Zoo, which you've probably been to before, but I think it's one of the most beautiful zoos in the country, actually.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If this had been my first trip to San Diego, I would not skip the zoo. But
right.
because I had been before, I wanted to make a point to visit.
Yeah, lunch at the Prado might be better.
Yeah, that's right. I wanted to make a point to see some of the institutions I hadn't seen before.
Right.
But let's be honest, I think the kid in us loves the San Diego Zoo, and there's always something new to see there. It is their number one attraction.
Well, how was lunch?
Well, they have a wonder. You know, here's the thing about a world-class collection of museums. You know there's going to be a world-class restaurant, and Roy knows from our talks previously that I really have a bent and a focus on cuisine, and this is a fantastic restaurant that has a wonderful sort of Mediterranean-influenced menu. Pisco Sour, which is one of the national drinks of Peru, and a wonderful sort of wild Gaudi-esque interior with a whole riotous collection of blown art glass, and it's just happy-making. I felt like I was in Barcelona, so it was wonderful.
Suzanne, great article, and we encourage those who have access to their computer to go online and go to our website, where you can look at these wonderful photographs that are up there and read Suzanne's article in depth. Suzanne, I thank you once again. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to the next one.
Me too. So get out of your cars. Walk these cities.
That's it. Tell them. Get them out there.
Susan. Save some fuel with the gas price.
That's right.
All right. Take care, Roy.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Suzanne Wright, it's always a pleasure, and she does get around. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, Johnny Jett's going to be with us. So hang in there, and be right with you.